Good evening, guys. Buenos noches. So, I want to get straight into it. I want to give a sermon on Oshun. This is a great way for me to reintroduce my thoughts, my ideals, my relationship with my Santo, my relationship with the energy of Oshun, my relationship with the forms of Oshun, how we abuse Oshun, who is Oshun, what is Oshun. So, with that being said, I want to just get started. So, we all know Oshun. She's the Latina, she's the sexy mommy, she's the beautiful Nubian queen, she's the representative that's adjacent of Cleopatra with just as many kingdoms. She's the sweet-smelling flower, she's the honey, she is all of that. It's what we think Oshun stops at. We think her death is nothing more than the small hole that the dog builds in the backyard, or the small well of a flower that a bee finds itself in trying to get the nectar, the essence of Oshun. No, honey, let me tell you about my mother, my Ferifun Oshun. Oshun is more. Let me tell you how we abuse Oshun. Let me tell you how we hurt Oshun. Let me tell you how this world is dying to the point where Oshun's priests and priestesses are fighting. They're knee deep in river water every day with a handful of offerings and a heart full of sorrow as the world continues to become toxic, to dry, as the rivers get poisoned, as the bees get raped in order to get honey that we don't even appreciate. Ooh, a bar. That's Oshun too. Oshun is the deep woman, the deep black slave woman whose feet are cracked, whose eyes are red, they're bloodshot, they're yellow. She hasn't had enough sleep, and she's raised 20 children of hers and others. She's seen plenty of people get snatched from their arms of their mother, and she's seen people sold. She's seen people beaten and killed. She's the house mammy. She's the concubine who's been raped so many times she doesn't even know what her own pleasure feels like. That is Oshun. Oshun is the energy that traveled with the slaves, the women, and as the masters were on top of them doing what they wanted, Oshun had her sword to their neck, just gashing away with every inch. Oshun is the mother. Oshun is the protector. Oshun is the lover. Oshun is pleasures of life. Oshun is sex. Oshun is dancing. Oshun is laughing. Oshun is crying. Oshun is us. We are an embodiment of Oshun. That does not mean we are the Orisha Oshun. That means that we indulge in her every day. You should give thanks. Ma Ferifun Oshun, thank you. For you flew into the sun and disfigured yourself. Ma Ferifun Oshun, thank you. Because another day I can smile is another day that I can radiate your great essence. Ma Ferifun Oshun, thank you. Thank you, because when those women were tied up and they were sold, with their breasts exposed, with their vaginas touched all inside and out as if they were cattle ready for breeding, you wept through their eyes, and when the tears fell, you rose and you had your sword ready in one hand and you had a plate of honey ready in the other hand, because they knew that when you came, Mother Oshun, that you would take on their enemies and you would set a seat before them. That is Oshun. Oshun is that little Middle Eastern girl whose name I cannot think of right now, who is fighting for women's rights, who got shot in the head for speaking her voice. Oshun is the metal defender of the women who had metal placed into their mouths, who had their tongues clamped down, if not just totally taken away from their body. Oshun is the voice that echoed through the halls of their throat and said justice. It said, no, I will not get up from this seat. That is Oshun. And now we get to the question of, well, Brujo, if that's Oshun, who is this always naked Latina woman, this light-skinned woman, this, who is this? Who is this woman who all she's known for is sex with Chongo? Who is this? Let me tell you who that is. That's who they want you to think Oshun is. That's the depth of they want you to think what a black woman is, right? The lighter is better. The longer hair. I can't manage my hair. Ugh, it's too nappy. It's too kinky. Oh, I guess I gotta twerk. Stripes on my ass, so he called this pussy Tigger. Yeah, I'm fucking on a rich-ass, scamming-ass nigga. Yeah, I got my kids. But my grandma about to watch. I'm about to go to the club, girl. I'm a little too dark. Let me get some bleaching cream. Well, he don't really want me. But he want my pussy and I can take him away for his girl. Church? What the fuck am I going to church for, bitch? I'm about to go and see my side nigga. I'm about to ride with the plug. He may beat a bitch up for me. Yep. That's just a small example of what they want y'all to think black women is. And unfortunately, some black women actually fall into those categories. We see it. Black women have been demonized and persecuted to the point where they don't even know their own reflection in the mirror. Oshun is that reflection. Oshun is that mirror. She shows you what you need to work on. And baby, she is the handle that will lead you to where you need to go. But Brujo, I'm still not understanding. Who's that? Who's that Oshun? Isn't that Oshun? Yeah, there are paths of Oshun that are like that. The always happy paths. The paths who sit it below the waterfall. The paths who when you go to, you have to piss in front of her. And then scoop it up and throw it in her face for her to even get mad with you. There are paths like that. Oh, yeah. Those are the paths that we glorify. But we don't glorify the destitute past of Oshun, the Oshun that is poor, the Oshun that is disfigured, the Oshun that is deaf. But she still puts her hand out for her children and tries to bless them with everything she knows that they need, even though she can't hear their prayers or woes. But she knows. There's also those aspects of Oshun where she's a prostitute. There's aspects of Oshun where she dances. She's an old woman whose riches and gold is something that the kingdom of Christianity heaven cannot even compare to. Oh, okay, Brujo, that makes a little more sense. But, you know, the philosophical way of speaking isn't really getting to me. What do you mean, we could piss off Oshun if we scoop it, put our piss back, you know, in her face? What does that mean? You want me to tell you what that means? You want me to break it down to where it's not just you going into the home of Oshun and you disrespecting her? You not being told what you need to bring to Oshun. You're not being told what Oshun asks of you. You're not being told what Oshun needs from you. You're just going to Oshun. You're not calling Yeye down right. You're not doing the prayers in Yoruban that we have to learn right. You don't know Oshun's secrets, but you know where you can find her. That's just one of the many ways you could piss off Oshun. Do you want to know how else you could piss off Oshun? When your daughters tell you that your boyfriend is messing with her. Why are you wearing those shorts? He a good man. He wouldn't do that. You're lying. You're a whore. Fast ass bitch. You're fast. Grandma, can you watch my baby? I need to go to the club. Oh, why are you acting like that? You acting like a little punk, a little sissy, a little fag, and I ain't raising no child like that. Those are other ways. Those are ways we've normalized to the point where we don't even see that it's wrong. Oshun is the contraction of the uterus. You experience Oshun every month if you are a woman. You are experiencing the pain of Oshun, the cleansing of Oshun. Oshun is pulling out the old. She's helping Yemaya keep your uterus together. So that you can form a child. And the fact that some women push out children just to disrespect them, to disregard them, if they're not in the eyes of their, the man don't want me. Well, damn, I had this child for no reason. I want the man. Why is the child trying to get rid of the man by saying that he came into her room and touched her? Oh, we've heard the stories, whether it's from Iyanla Van Zandt or if it's something that we personally heard. We love to say, Oshun, Maferefun, Ochun, the femininity, the divine femininity, just wrap yourself around me. But when it comes to your sons, her sons, us, the ones who exudes Oshun's happiness and laughter, who exudes Oshun's femininity, who could be doing nothing but wrapped in love, whether it's being shown through Barbie dolls or looking at ourselves through our mirror, looking at our mother from the other side and saying, Maferefun Ochun, my soul is here. I was made in your spiritual womb, the fresh waters incubating me until I was pushed out through the salt waters into this world. Blessed be to Yemaya as well. Why does my mother hate you? Why does my mother, who says that I want to learn about Oshun, I want to be a child of Oshun, I'm going to go do Oshun, why does she come back home and then tell me I'm not enough when she looks at me, because she doesn't realize she's looking at you and she's telling you, you're wrong, you're going to be damned to hell. Am I going to be damned from hell because I got the traits from you, mother, the same way I got her eyes and his nose? The same way I got the kinks in my hair, am I going to be damned, Mother Ochun? Because I exude you so naturally. Because I was born with you as an Orisha, encompassing your energy. Because one day when I get on that mat and those shells are thrown, or the epele chain is thrown in my direction, you come down from the heavens and you claim me as your child, as I've been even before I got to this world and my feet touched the soil of this. Why does she do that? Why is it that the old black woman whose knees and hands and feet are cracked have to watch the new life where you go out to party, but you get on Instagram and you say, I want to go get 5 oranges and some honey to Oshun. Tasting the honey because you read that she was almost poisoned, but you feed your child poison in the form of the disrespect and the disregard that Oshun, to something that Oshun has blessed you with through the contraction. She pushed a gift into this world. She helped you. And you disrespect it. Why is it that when you go and you say, my ancestors weren't slaves, they were kings and queens, do you know that you disrespect Oshun in one of her worst? When Oshun wouldn't even bow down. When Oshun said, I'm going to show you a queen. I'm going to work these fields, but I'm going to poison your meals to make sure you don't get on top of my daughters or my cousins or the little slave girls that I see running around here trying to cultivate their happiness in the springtime when they're watching me fly as a bee. Oh, yeah. You dead, sucker. But your ancestors, they weren't slaves. That's not something worthy. They were kings and queens of Egypt, a place where you can't even remember because it's been denied from black people for so long. The Arabian people, which I love y'all, but non-black peoples have become the face of. You don't even recognize that. You don't even recognize it when you give yourself. And like I said, I'm a victim of this too, and I do it to myself. And when you lay down and you open your legs and you let a man within to the walls of your uterus, that you are introducing someone else's essence to Oshun, the divine, the holy that is within inside you. Maferefun Ochun, I love you. I just want to be like you. I want to be your daughter. I want to adorn myself in gold and be pretty and flitter and float. Your child is hungry. Your mother is sad. The man in your bed is causing you undeniable pain. It's causing your family undeniable pain. It's causing you to go against your own morality and your own wishes in order to what? Have this love? Sweetheart, it was a while before Oshun got the love that she wanted. And it was a while before Oshun realized that, baby, everything ain't worth it. And those are things that I taught to the Patakis. Those are the things that makes a child of Oshun, not a title. You think because some shells get thrown down over on us since our energy comes down, that's it? No, we have to live her life. And even if you're not a child of Oshun, a Hiahio de Oshun, you experience Oshun. But you don't experience Oshun with the kindness and the love that she gives you back, even after you've disrespected her for thousands and thousands of years. For every day you see a gay man walking down the street, honey, Oshun, though no Orisha discrimination, there are gay children, plenty of gay children of other Orishas. Oshun, honey, is the sway in that gay man's hips that you call a faggot, or you get your cousins to beat up because you feel like he disrespected you. Let's talk about it. Oshun is the little girl where you don't even take 5 minutes to comb her hair, but you'll take 5 hours to get ready all goddamn day, get your weave done, get your nails done, and go and hang out with a goddamn man at the club that ain't paying you no attention. He fucking 5 other bitches, but let's talk about it. My Fetty Funo Chun, I get on Instagram, I am you, I embody your essence. I want to rush to a Babalao and get told I'm your child. Your ancestors don't even recognize you. They go to Oshun herself at her home, at her throne, and say, Oshun, what is our daughter doing? Why did you tell her to do this? And Oshun would do nothing but laugh. And baby, you better be careful when she comes down laughing, because we all know that you better hope that you could find a door with a lock enough tight to keep her out. It's not just going to Oshun and pissing in a river and throwing it in her face. It's the interactions that you have with people. It's how you treat people. It's how you think about these things. These are energies. These are things that come natural in the human condition that we disrespect to the point where we don't even recognize the faces behind them that we like to personify as the Orisha. But they are. He is. She is. It is Oshun. You can't even hear Oshun, but you could hear a man climb on top of you at night while your kid's in the background hungry. I want to do Ifa. I want to do Lukumi Santeria. Oh, it's so exciting. But baby, when Oshun puts that mirror back to you, what you're going to want to do is kill yourself, because you've disrespected yourself to the point where you don't even recognize yourself. You go look at the mirror and you think that you're walking around this, you exude this beautiful Latinx woman, this white woman, something that you don't, your ancestors don't even recognize. Hell, you don't even either. And you look in that mirror and you see nothing but a black smudge stretched all across your face. Oshun, what is this? It's you. Before you can come into my rivers to dance with me, you need to go cleanse yourself. And baby, you better hope that work don't take 20, 30, or 40 years. You need to start now. People need to start now understanding the Orisha, going beyond the personifications of, she's been sold back to us. Do you know in Yoruba land, they don't even have these altars where you've seen all these hundreds of fruit on the floor, strong to Oshun. You taking pictures propped up happy. She's on the floor in Africa because Africa cares about the energy. And she's come over here and she's been sold back to us as a commodity, as a good. She's been sold back to us. You need to give Oshun $500 worth of things. Honey, Oshun just wants 5 minutes of your attention and your love, and for you to go out into the world and respect. My Fetty Funo Chun. Regardless, we're entering the 20-minute mark, but that's just my little sermon on Oshun. I really hope that it touches you guys as I continue to release these episodes, do more sermons on more Orisha, do more in-depth discussions as I bring other practitioners on here. I just want to thank you guys, and I just want to let you know I love you. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you will be back next Friday. My Fetty Funo Chun.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.